It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
What's going on, everybody? Brock and Hunter, welcome to it, the Plan B After Show podcast. Getting it done, son.
Yeah.
As always, the After Show podcast brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Check them out, man. They are still up there working, making sure your motorcycles are running correctly. You got two wheels that you want to get running the right way. Check them out. Gilson Cycle, again, 1492 Pipestone Road. Also find them on Facebook, G-I-L-S-O-N, Cycle, get you going. So I had to do something yesterday, and I'm not going to lie. It sucked. It kind of sucked. And I'm super glad that we live in a day and age where we don't have to do this all the time. So my dryer's busted right now, which sucks. And I got to get a new one yet, but we had a bunch of laundry to do. So yesterday I did a bunch of wash, and then I fashioned a clothesline out of ratchet straps in between some fence posts, and I did the old clothesline. Dude. Oh. Sucks. It sucks, man.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think I've ever pinned that. Did you have to pin them up with the old, like, fashioned wooden?
The clothespins, yeah. Luckily, I bought clothes. I don't know why I had clothespins, but I had a bunch in the camper. Like, I had a full pack. And so I had a bunch of clothespins, and like I didn't have enough to do all the clothes. So some of them I just kind of hung over and everything, and then I had to rotate it. Thank God it was a nice, breezy, sunny day yesterday. But, man, I couldn't imagine. And I will say, too, we had a lot of laundry because the dryer broke, and then we thought we got it fixed. And that, so it just – it was a bunch that we had to do. Maybe if I do smaller loads – it won't be so bad, but I got to go get a dryer. But when did dryers get so expensive, man?
I am. Yeah, yeah. Welcome to the game, bro. We're looking for a washer right now. Our washer's leaking. So, hey, just be thankful that you can get a dryer into your house where the dryer should be, because not only do we have a problem with the washer, we have a problem with how are we going to get it into the effing house.
Yeah.
Because apparently the people that lived here last built a house around an ice freezer, a washer, and a dryer.
There's got to be. That still baffles me. We talked a little bit about this on air, and it's true. Your doorway down to your basement is so tiny.
So we figured it out. I think this is what it is. I think they redid the basement when they were down, when the washer and dryer were down here already.
Yeah.
So I think they had kind of just like your old class, because my basement's done. I got a finished basement, which is kind of rare in Michigan.
Yeah.
A lot of Michigan basements suck. They're like really musty. And
But
mine was redone when we moved in. So they must have had like a classic Michigan basement and then redid it, sold the house to us.
But they had to have got, but there's no way. The basement was there. They put the washer and dryer in there and then built the rest of the house. That's what I don't get, is they had to have gotten it down there at some point in time. Fucking how? How did they do it?
So apparently before they must have redone it, there was a bigger doorway somewhere.
Why make the doorway smaller? That doesn't make sense to me.
Dude, trust me.
Because that does... Yeah, that does suck for you, because getting the old washer out isn't hard to do. Take the thing apart. Fuck it. Right. Smash it with a hammer. Who cares? But getting a new one down there, I don't know how you're going to do it, man. So
here's a problem, too. There's like, it's possible if we cut out like the trim of the door. So if we cut out the trim of the door, it's going to be, Brock, I'm telling you, like a quarter of an inch. A quarter of an inch. And that's not enough space to be like, okay, let's go out and buy you $1,000 washer.
Yeah.
On a quarter of an inch. Like, we don't even know if it'll get down there. Here's another shitty thing about it, is the way that the house is built. There's like a main truss right there. So it's like, we could just take a wall down and rebuild a wall. You know, that'd be no problem. I have plenty of buddies who do that. But
yeah,
anybody that has come over and looked at it, like, dude, this is like kind of like a main like truss of the house. Like,
yeah,
we can't really cut into this, you know? Like, is there anything else? Like,
see, here's what I think. Here's what had to have happened. Well, no, because I just don't. If there was a different doorway to get down there,
what happened? The people that lived here before had an inn with Jesus, and they had him over, and he went downstairs and snapped his fingers, and a washer and dryer appeared from 96, because he didn't have any new washer or dryers. But I don't know either, man. I'm done thinking about it. I'm just like, my mind is twisted and turned. Like, I can't come up with a solution unless they took that dryer and washer apart and brought it down there. But no, that's not it.
And now maybe someone could have if they had someone build it, but that seems like a lot of work just to get a washer and dryer downstairs. Now, what you could do, again, but this is going to cost you even more money, is you could put hookups upstairs.
That's what I suggested. That's what I told her. And I'm like, what would that entail? Because we have a guest bedroom. We don't have any kids.
Yeah.
Nobody really sleeps in there. It's just kind of like her changing room, you know?
Yeah.
Like, can we just cut a hole in the wall here and just put, you know, some vents out? But I mean, that's a possibility.
But
and
boy,
I'm all for it because it's closer to where my clothes are, really.
Something that should only take you, it should only cost you the cost of the dryer or of the washer. That's it. That's all it should be. But now you're looking at, okay, we got to take off a door frame. We have to, don't you have a hand railing too? You'd have to take that hand railing off.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, that sucks.
Here's another option that she found. So there's this company that makes dryers and washers for these specific reasons, I guess. And what they do is they have a crew come out and they build the washer inside of your house. So it's like, and it's like one of those industrial ones, I think.
Yeah.
That you know, that like you would go out to the coin place and get, you know, do your laundry. It's like one of those really badass ones, and it's really expensive. But dude, it's like, I don't might not have any other option.
Yeah, your options are that cut a hole in the floor, maybe, or I honestly don't know. I don't know. It's baffling to me.
How about
it's
this?
It's baffling
just,
to me.
I'm just going to be a dirty, dirty son of a bitch the rest of my life. I'm going to stink.
No, you're going to have to hand wash everything. You got to hand wash all your clothes.
Yeah, that's for the birds, man. It's not 1902, dude.
That's what it felt like yesterday, man. Oh, my God. Yeah. Like, okay. It was a huge hamper full of laundry, wet laundry. So it took a while. So I was telling Kristen, until we figure out what we're going to do with getting a new dryer. Cause again, I didn't plan on spending, you know, even a cheap dryer is about $500.
Yeah.
And then I was looking online and I don't know about you, but if you've
What's
looked online, what?
What's wrong with it? Was it not turning on?
The motor shot. Yeah. It'll run for a little bit and then it like overheats. And I've had our buddy Paul look at, he's come over and worked. We put a new motor on it. We've worked on it a couple times and it did the same thing. He got it running the other day, but then it ran for, I put some laundry in there and it ran for about 10 minutes and then it shut off again. So it's like it overheats. Yeah. It's a sensor. But I told Kiki there, I'm like, okay, well maybe until we find, and we could, but I don't feel like using a credit card to get a dryer because it's like we didn't have to get it, and out of nowhere now, because the dryer's only like 2.5 years old, which is ridiculous. But I was thinking maybe for the summer here, just all summer long, we just do it outside and let them dry outside.
I mean, it
worked. Like I'm wearing a shirt right now.
Here's another crappy thing, man. What I found out about washers and dryers, they like make them shitty now. They make them terrible. So you have to replace it every, you know, 5, 7, 10 years.
Well,
so it's like you almost want to get an old school one because they made them better back then.
Yeah. Oh, and that's what I was saying. The hard part is I remember back in the day, you could find 100 washers and dryers on Craigslist. Mm-hmm. Like Marketplace doesn't have any. Craigslist hardly has any. It's like, Jesus, man. Like I'm trying to find a used one and they're nowhere.
People are just filthy, dude. They're just filthy and they need them. Yeah, I kind of like the clothespin. It's a lot of work, though. It sucks.
It's a lot of work. But that's what I'm saying. If I do better at keeping up on it,
here's what you need to do, I think.
What?
You know the people that have the rotating ones? That's what you do, man. You get a pulley system. So you can just take your basket, you pin it up, pulley it, you know?
And honestly, I thought about that. I was like, okay, because I do have a good spot in my backyard in between some fence posts that gets a lot of sun and the breeze still hits it. So I was like, you know what? I could probably – Walmart, I think, sells them. I could probably do that. But, you know, and then eventually I have to get a dryer for the wintertime. But I'm like, well, maybe for the summer.
I know that they also make the retractable one. I'm sure you've seen them.
Yeah.
And it's just like, you know, kind of like the dog leash.
Yep.
The only reason I know this, because I was looking for an anchor for my kayak a couple years ago. And somebody suggested that. They're like, dude, the clothesline thing is perfect.
Well, here, let me, you know what? I'm going to go to Walmart real quick right now. I'm going to say, hold on one sec. Walmart.
Walmart.com. Dude, honestly, it's not a bad idea to have it just regardless. Like, dude, just like towels. Like, yeah. get out of the shower. You just throw a towel instead of throwing it, you know,
yeah,
into the dryer all the time. Not a bad idea.
Clothesline.
Here, while you look that up, this is why I could never do a clothesline. And I'm not sure if you could relate to this because I don't think you've seen the movie. The original Stephen King's It. The fucking opening scene of that movie is a lady out putting clothes up. Dude, this image is terrifying to me. She's pinning the clothes up, dude, and then like all of a sudden, like the clown pops up, like behind one of the clothes she just pinned up and laughed.
Yeah, fuck that.
If I pinned up any clothes now, I would just be looking for clowns. That's the only thing I could think of.
All right, let's see. They do have. Let's see. I mean, they got the line, power braided. Oh, that's fishing line. And honestly, the ratchet straps worked. It looks a little janky, but you know, it works. Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm surprised they don't have, and you can get the umbrella one, you know, that's a stand and then it umbrellas out.
But they don't have
those at the store. They don't have any of those at the store here.
That to me kind of looks a little bit, I don't know. That kind of looks janky to me.
Yeah.
The clotheslines, that's what you got to do. Right? You got to go with the clothesline.
Yeah, they got the right here.
Then when you're not doing laundry, dude, you got a zip line in your backyard.
Yeah, there you go. But you know? Here, what you think about it, I can get a 100-foot hyper-tough diamond braided cotton clothesline for $5, you know?
Dude, boom, boom.
Instead of buying. What do I do in the wintertime then?
I don't know. You just
and then
I got to
make sure I tie this thing up tight too. That's why I like the ratchet straps. Is I got that thing, dude. I had a ton of laundry on that, a ton, mm-hmm. and it worked fine, man. It worked. So anyway, I'm roughing it right now.
I'm gonna come over with my paintball gun, dude, and just light those clothes up.
You would, you bastard. They're all clean. I felt like Little House on the Prairie the other day when I was doing it. Yeah. I'm like, yeah, this is great. This is good. Right. So.
You got that haircut. You got that He-Man haircut going. Dude.
Well, and two, the other thing, there was a couple shirts that like you got to learn how to pin them up because, dude, they're stiff. The thing is, like, I don't know when's the last time you've had clothes on a line. Dude, you don't have fabric softener in there. It's not doing this tumble. So you take it off, and I'm like, God, this is really stiff feeling.
Yeah. Back in the day, they roughed it back. You didn't get no fabric softener.
No,
right?
Man. None you got to starch the collars. God. Yeah. But anyway, I'll let you know how it goes. So you need a washer. Here's what we do. You come over, do your clothes in my washer. I come over, do my clothes in your dryer.
Boom. Here we go.
That? Yeah.
Actually, not a bad idea.
It's not a terrible idea. I mean, it would work.
You know? Just do the old one, too.
I remember in college, though, our first apartment that me and my buddies had, we didn't have a washer and dryer in there, so we'd go to the laundromat. And dude, it's a chore. It's a day. You got to spend because you don't really want to leave your clothes. So you got to sit there. And if they don't have any kind of entertainment, and that was before all the super fancy smartphones and everything. I think the one that we went to had a pinball machine and then it had like another arcade machine and a vending machine. So you could make the most of it, but man, it's, you know what it is? It's the drying cycle. Cause that takes
laundry arcade. That's awesome.
They back in the day, man, I remember too, back in the hometown I grew up in, there was a time where our dryer went out. So mom had me go in by myself into town and take the laundry and do it there. But yeah, there was a couple video games in there and everything. And
I just had a great idea. How about a movie theater / laundry? It's like the same amount of time, isn't it?
If you think about it, no, just have it there. Be like, all right, I'm going to put my load in. I'm going to go in or, you know, lots of times they have TVs, but what you need is like separate places. You need a place where I can go in, you know, throw on Amazon or whatever, or something like that, or plug my TV in, play video games.
What? It's a laundromat / casino.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
You know, so you can go gamble away all your quarters that are left over from laundry.
No, I don't have any quarters to do my drying, man. It sucks. Anyway, but so that's what we're dealing with. You need a washer. I need a dryer. And we're screwed right now. So, all right, buddy. Yeah,
we're both going to stink, bro.
We're just going to stink. God, these guys stink. Thank God for social distancing.
Because if you leave your clothes in the washer, then they really stink, right?
Oh, yeah.
It's like the gym bag smell.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's so you got to be quick with it. So we'll figure it out. All right, let's get the hell out of here. That's going to do it.
We already stink.
Yeah, I know, exactly. I had dirty, stinky legs anyway, so according to you.
No, damn.
All right, that's going to wrap it up for us here on the Plan B After Show podcast, brought to you by Gilson Cycle, 1492 Pipestone Road in Benton Harbor. Check them out, and we'll see you guys tomorrow.
You ain't coming.
Yeah, I can't. Come on, what's the matter? Your old lady won't let you?
Yeah, what's the matter? Your mama said you can't?
My bike quit, all right? It's my bike. My bike! My bike!
What's the matter with you? Oh,
just a nightmare, woman. Go back to sleep.
Don't let a broken bike blow your chance to ride.
Gilson Cycle eliminates nightmares with quick service turnaround on most motorcycles. See Larry Gilson at Gilson Cycle, Napier and Pipestone, Benton Harbor.